Good morning. A cold rain and wet snow across all of interior New York and New England as that strong upper level disturbance combines with a coastal low that's only slowly backing into central and eastern New England continues to dominate the weather picture over our area. Most everyone starting off in the lower to mid 30s with parts of the hills and mountains picking up several inches of snow overnight and now leading into the early morning period. The valley location saw wet snow mixing with the rain with minor accumulations on some grassy surfaces with little additional accumulations likely in these locations. However, with the storm system still throwing plenty of moisture back into the region, a mix of rain and snow is likely, with more in the way of wet snow across the higher terrain, especially in western parts of New England, where several more inches will be possible as we head toward the midday hours. Eventually, all the precipitation will wind down this afternoon as scattered rain and snow showers, with high temperatures only managing to get into the lower 40s. More scattered rain and snow showers into the evening before we start a drier trend overnight tonight with lows back into the mid-30s. This will set us up for a drier day on Saturday, although still plenty of clouds around, temperatures bouncing back into the lower and middle 50s. A weak disturbance will pass by on Sunday, and there's just the outside risk of a scattered shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and dry in the upper 50s to around 60. Another small risk of a shower Monday, with a mix of sun and clouds otherwise into the lower 60s, and as high pressure moves in, we'll see more sunshine on Tuesday in the lower to mid 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another upper-level low over the central Rockies will slowly weaken while moving to the Ohio Valley by the beginning of the weekend. The system will produce snow over parts of the central Rockies and central High Plains where winter storm warnings are in effect. At the same time, showers and thunderstorms will develop over parts of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley, where the Storm Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms. The main hazards associated with these storms are frequent lightning, strong wind gusts, and hail. The thunderstorms will also produce heavy rain, and the Weather Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of excessive rainfall over the central Gulf Coast into Saturday morning, given the wet antecedent conditions across the area. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, drifting snow, and freezing fog, 14 degrees with an east wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 12 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1.5 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 30 degrees, the dew point 30, 100% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.68 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 8 at Vernal, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the lower 50s, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain and snow in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and snow showers and highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 57 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 45, that's 3 degrees below normal. 1.04 inches of liquid precipitation yesterday, a trace of snow, 54.3 inches for the season, which is still 5.2 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38, the record high 91 set in 2012, and the record low 22 in 1943 and in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m., sunset this evening 7:39 p.m., 13 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain and snow today ending as rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and snow today ending as rain showers and highs in the lower to mid 40s. A few rain showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow today, ending as rain showers and highs in the mid-40s. A few rain showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and snow today, ending as rain showers with highs in the lower 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, with rain and snow today, ending as rain showers and highs in the lower 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy Sunday, the outside chance of a shower, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds with just the risk of a shower Monday in the lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Tuesday, lower to mid-60s. A morning shower Wednesday, then increasing sunshine mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the middle and upper 50s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.